Blog Talk Radio.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota. And the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planners down in Santa's all say no, no, no. The politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined the great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. Like a percolator, her perfume was made right on the grill. Why, they could percolate the ocean in Brazil. And when their ham and eggs need savor, coffee ketchup gives them flavor. Coffee pickles way outsell the dill. Why, they put coffee in the coffee in Brazil. No tea, no tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice. The planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. So you'll add to the local color, serving coffee with a cruller. Dunkin' doesn't take a lot of skill. They've got an awful lot of coffee, an awful lot of coffee. Man, they got a gang of coffee in Brazil.
Everybody, hi, this is Jory Ann, the Coffee Psychic, your host of Your Psychic Connection, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, I want to welcome everyone to the show tonight, and as you can see, we're going to do one free psychic question per person that calls in. Now, this is a live call-in show, and you can call us at area code 347-633-9404. Again, that number is 347-633-9404. I always like sharing with you guys the things that happened during the week. I just ended up coming back from a little trip, a brief little trip, out to Phoenix, Arizona. I had one of my wonderful nephews, Dougie, marry this amazing woman, Jess. And it was a phenomenal wedding. I have to tell you guys, it was in a haunted ghost town. I believe it's called Goldfield in Arizona. Very, very fun. How exciting. And I think it used to be an old coal miner's town. Oh, my God, it was fantastic. Well, what was interesting was I ended up staying with my daughter and her husband, my daughter and son-in-law. And they had a condo about, you know, maybe half hour or so away from this ghost town. But what was interesting is I saw so many more ghosts in this condo that we were staying in than I did in this ghost town. So I thought that was pretty interesting. I saw somebody walk up on the front porch, coming to the window. I told my one daughter, I said, let your sister in. And she goes, she's not out there. And I said, seriously, I could swear I just saw her walk up to the front door. She goes, no, she's in the other room. And then there were several other experiences where I saw these people in the room, and of course I go to look and no one's there. That's always fun. And, you know, a lot of you guys probably have these experiences anyway. Again, if you see something out of the corner of your eye, go to look, nothing's there. But, again, these were full visions for me. Many times it's going to occur that way. So that just means that somebody else is there. You're seeing them out of the periphery of your vision. And you go to look, and they normally disappear on you. So, you know, what I like to do is many times I'll ask who it is, and sometimes I'll just, you know, forget about asking them and just chalk it up to experience because I know that it was just somebody coming to visit. But it's always good to find out who it is and why. Another fun experience that we had was with another daughter that I was visiting with. We went out to Arizona for the wedding. She wasn't feeling too well. Now, we decided to go to see Sedona, and if you guys know that there are several locations in Sedona, Arizona, which have these pretty famous vortexes, and these vortexes, most of them are known as healing vortexes. So what was interesting is that we finally, you know, we tracked down one of the vortexes because, as the store owner said, they just don't advertise these vortexes. So pretty much you've got to find, like, a people that know where they're at, a person, and have them guide you there, or you just kind of go there gently yourself and see what you experience. What was really fascinating was my one daughter wasn't feeling that well in the morning because she had kind of over-exerted herself. And after we had been, I believe it was called Cathedral Rock, oh, my God, it was crazy watching these people actually going up the rock. Now, I'm just not that, I don't know what the word is. I wasn't prepared for that. I guess I'll say that. So we walked along the paths. We had a great time. But when she got back in the car, she said, she goes, I'm feeling a lot better than what I was earlier, and I'm a little surprised by that. I wasn't. It's the magic of the area. It was also kind of fun to watch these women as we were passing them by, starting to chat and stuff with them. The one girl said when they were climbing the mountain, they said when they started to have to crawl up the mountain, that was time for them to turn back. I would not have been climbing or crawling up the mountain. And so that was our fun experience in Sedona. If you guys get out there, make sure you go to Sedona because that's fabulous. It's completely all red. Now, it's a lot more commercialized from the time that I went to it last, and this has been many, many years. But the way that they built the buildings, the architecture, everything, it's just amazing. When you go there to that part of the country, everything is red. Red rocks, red mountains, red dirt, red buildings. It's just quite beautiful. And then, of course, to round off our vacation, we went to the Grand Canyon, and that was also a phenomenal experience. So that's what's happened for this week for me as far as my ghostly reports go. Again, open calls tonight. Any questions you guys have, not a problem. I'm going to also use my Ascended MasterCard, so I'm going to pull a card for all you guys, too, to see what extra message you get from the Ascended Masters. And then you can let me know, hey, does that make sense, the answer you're getting? So let's go to our callers now, and let's see who we have first online. Hello, caller.
Yes, hi. My name is Laura.
Hey, Laura, how are you? What state are you calling from, ma'am?
I'm good. I'm from Colorado.
All right, very good. So what question do you have tonight?
Yes, so I have been applying for a couple of jobs. I even have an interview tomorrow. I've had another one in a different arena altogether before, and I'm just wondering, am I going to get a job? Am I going to get any of these jobs, or how is this going to pan out?
Okay, let's take a peek here. Now, I'm also going to do these angel cards here for you, and we're just going to see if there's anything that this also tells you. So, honestly, it feels like you've had a little bit of a difficult time getting a job as of late, and I also see a man wanting to hire you. A very nice man wants to hire you, and I'm not sure why there are some obstacles in him being able to hire you. I don't know if this is going to be something where there's some extra competition, but it feels like either somebody is already looking kindly at you and wants to hire you. Did they already take you back on a second interview yet?
So one was for a nonprofit called Urban Matters. And another
okay.
one is for Southwest Airlines. I have an interview with them tomorrow.
Nice. That's where we just flew through. That's wonderful.
Yay.
All right, well, tell me when to stop. Tell me when to stop. Just say stop.
Stop.
All right. I'm going to take the top card here. Oh, teacher. So this is actually indicating, have you ever been a teacher or a trainer, Laura?
No.
Okay. So the card of the teacher came up, which to me would indicate you might be teaching people or training people at a later time in some fashion. Like some businesses will teach you, you know, train you to teach their people, or you're going to have to pass on information to other people. So watch for becoming a teacher at some point, and I don't care in what capacity, okay?
Okay.
All right. So that's just an extra message from the Ascended Masters. The other thing is I want to tell you, watch out for any vehicle problems, number one. Watch for that. And make sure if you have any vehicle problems that you get that handled immediately. And I see two people being interested in you, and I think you're going to have to make a decision. And I think this is going to be within like a 2 or 3 month period. So it feels like two people will be responding to you in a positive way. And
well,
if
you don't.
Okay, say that again, honey.
I'm sorry. So you don't feel like the Urban Matters or the Southwest Airlines will work out?
I don't feel bad about Southwest Airlines at all. When I feel
okay.
Urban Matters, it feels like there's less energy than Southwest.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
I don't know. Yeah, it feels like Southwest is better than Urban Matters. And I, if I'm not mistaken, I think the man's name is Bill.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, and again, please feel comfortable, you know, giving me feedback. But I would still keep putting your resumes out. Again, two companies feel like there's going to be some good energy there. It feels like one man's hands might be tied somewhat. But I would look for within the next 2 or 3 months that you should be getting a job that you'll be satisfied with. So feel comfortable with letting me know. Please call me back. I love the feedback. All right. We are going to go on to the next caller here. Hello, caller. Okay. Well, sometimes some people will call in just to listen. So if you're one of those people, when I say hello, caller, don't worry about it. You can just hang on the line, and a lot of people do that. They actually call in to listen. Some people just, tune us up and listen through the computer, but some people will actually call in for that. All right, let's use next online. Hello, caller.
Hello, this is Kinder from Louisiana.
Kinder, welcome to the show. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fine, Isa.
Good, good. So what's your question, ma'am?
I don't know if my finance is going to be increasing.
Okay, let's take a peek here. This is for Kinder. Okay. Ma'am, do you guys have allergies around you?
Do I have allergies?
You or your
I
family?
Have allergies. Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of get that being a problem for you, like that needs to be checked into. And why do I see New York around you? Is there something
New
with
York?
Somebody around New York?
I've been thinking about New York.
Okay, good, good, good. Now, haven't you been thinking like a grandpa, like a dead grandfather's been watching over you, ma'am?
Yes, he's from New Jersey. He died in January.
Wonderful. Okay, that could be the New York I'm hearing. I really get this dead man watching over you. Loves you very, very much, okay?
Okay. I didn't get to talk to him before he died. I used to stay in contact with him, and I kind of missed talking to him for a couple of months before he died. So that's positive to hear from you.
Yes, ma'am. Don't you worry about it. either he felt like you were a daughter to him. It feels like he really felt very close to you. Don't worry about him that you guys didn't communicate, because you guys had a very nice soul connection.
Yes.
Yeah, and he's not mad at you. And I kind of hear him saying happy birthday. Now, I don't know if this is like a birthday.
My birthday was
you,
in
Kinder.
August.
Yours was
Kindred.
In August?
It was in August. Yes, mine.
Kindred. Oh, so that's your grandpa saying happy birthday, honey.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. And I guess I kind of want to say this too. It feels like your finances might be slower. Do you understand? It feels like slower. But it also feels like you've got the gift of gab, or you've got the gift of using your communication in order to make some money, like extra money.
I do.
And are you a psychic reader yourself, honey? I mean, do you like doing psychic readings for people?
I don't per se do them, but I have the ability to see.
Yes, ma'am. That's what I'm seeing. And so you don't use them yet. I just want to let you know it's a gift. And if you feel so inspired by God or the angels or the spirits to, if somebody speaks to you and you feel like you're supposed to open your mouth and say something to them, please do that, okay? That's God working through you for the sake of other people.
Okay.
Okay. And it's interesting, I just cut the cards for you also, and I got the card teacher for you too.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know if you want to teach or share your information with other people, but I think your money's going to expand. It's going to be slower, but I think it's also going to be through you doing some more.
Well, I've been doing flowers. I had an idea, and I sold one yesterday, and I got two tomorrow. I sell iris, and I sell two tomorrow. Yay!
Yay! So that's it.
Well, my
that's
mama grown, but
gift.
I sell them.
Yes, ma'am. I totally believe, Kindred, that you are going to be creating money for yourself by you doing something yourself.
Because I have a job, but I was wondering if that's going to really bloom like I wanted to. I sold one yesterday, and I got two sales tomorrow, and I just wanted to know.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Because I have a little part-time job, but I want to know if that was going to increase.
Well, I would just say keep with that part-time job because you need the benefits or whatever that brings you. You need that part-time job.
I'm not
going to
get rid of that.
Keep it.
Yeah, but keep
working on your flower job or whatever else the spirits lead you to. But I really do see you bringing more money in yourself by your own creation.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got the gift for God. Thank you. God bless you.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you. Thank you, Kindred. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye now. Oh my gosh, how wonderful is that? And then just know, you guys, that our dead relatives do watch over us. They love us. You know, just because they had to leave the earth plane doesn't mean that they still don't want to watch over us and take care of us. That's just wonderful. All right, well, let's see who's next online here. Hello, caller. Who is this?
Hi, this is Esther.
Esther, how are you?
I am great, and I called for confirmation. The doctor was great. He got me in to do another MRI, and he's going to find out what's going on. And he said, he could probably take care of it. And it's not what he thought. At first, he thought it was something else like diabetes, but he said no. Thank God.
Esther, I don't see you heading out of town anytime soon here if you get my drift.
You feel amazing.
You feel amazing. You feel wonderful to me. So if you've got any medical concerns or something, you know, I'm glad you're the doctor. Plus, this guy feels real good to me, this doctor you're seeing. I like him.
Also, too, I applied for a job, a couple of them, a PR job. One was with the Bulls, another with a radio station. So which do you think I'll get that job I'll get a call from anybody in the next 3 weeks?
Actually, something feels kind of good for you. Did you say the Bulls?
I know. Yeah, I did.
I hope you get that.
I don't know
how anybody cannot love you.
Oh, you are. Oh, Jorianne, you know I love you so much. God sent me to you. I'm telling everyone. If you hear this, she's the real deal. And you know what, Jorianne, I tell you, when I get the job, when I get the call, you're the first one I'm calling.
Oh, my God, please do.
I will, sweetheart.
I definitely want to know.
I will.
Yes,
I love you. Thank you. God bless you, baby.
Oh, I love you too,
thank
honey.
You.
God bless you. Take care, Esther.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Bye now. Everybody, send your prayers out for Esther that she should work for the Bulls. She is an amazing woman. And just send your prayers out for her. And if you guys need prayers too, you know, always ask for prayers because they're very powerful. And it's something that when you pray for somebody, that's like putting that really ethanol or whatever that high octane gas is, like it's putting that fuel in their tank to help them move forward for the day or to help them get a healing or whatever it is. So please take prayer seriously. It's real energy. It's spiritual energy that we send out to each other. And then when we call on God and the angels to help people heal and stuff, it really happens. That's what I can tell you. All right, let's see who's next online. Hello, caller.
Hi, thank you. My name is Wendy.
Hi, Wendy. What state are you calling from?
California.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to speak with you this evening.
Oh, thank you. Well, what's your question?
Well, I was under hiring review for a customer service job at Blue Cross for 6 weeks, and then they sent me an email saying thanks, but no thanks. I picked myself up off the ground, and I applied at a job through Indeed online, and I had a 90-minute interview for this call center job last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And over the weekend, I applied for 2 customer service call center positions at TRICARE TriWest, which is military VA medical benefits
mm-hmm.
call center. And
mm-hmm.
I was shocked because I got an email from HR on Monday, and I spoke to him yesterday. His name is Michael, and
mm-hmm.
He said he wanted to get me interviewed before the end of the week and that he would contact one of the supervisors. Nobody's called me yet, but do you see me getting hired at either place soon and hopefully keeping the job for several years?
I like the guy, Michael, and it feels like somebody should be calling you back soon, but I'm not 100% sure. There we go. You guys had to have heard my little puppy barking in the background. All right. So this guy, I want to tell you, don't give up on this company because it feels like right now it just feels like there's a bunch of red tape going on. I think they have other interviewees also that they're interviewing. But I would not give up on this company just yet because it feels like this guy, it feels like he likes you. And it feels like he's kind of intentional now that he wants you to come on board, but he's got to go through the other people. I mean, I'm getting a sense of a yes, Wendy. So, and I tell people I'm not 100%, but well, in some cases, as you know, I am. But this kind of feels more like a 90% yes than it does a no. So I would hang in here. Do not give up on these people. And keep going forward with this gentleman that said he wants to get you interviewed again real soon. And then, again, give us a call back and let us know what happens. All right, we are going to go move on to the next caller. Hello, caller.
Hi, it's Kathy. How are you?
Hey, Kathy, I'm great. How are you tonight?
Not bad, a little tired.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, what state are you calling from?
I'm calling from Maryland.
Maryland. It's got to be beautiful out there, huh?
Yeah, it's like 91 today. It's been pretty warm.
Holy mackerel, that is warm. That is warm. Is it from
September?
That last hurricane or something you guys had? Or?
No, that kind of went by us.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's lucky, huh?
Yeah, We need rain really bad. It's been like 2 weeks. Yeah.
Well, hey, what's your question tonight?
I'd like to know when I'm going to retire and what I'll be doing on my spiritual journey.
It feels like retirement is within your reach in about 3 to 5 years. Now, I don't know if you're hoping for it to be that soon, but
I'm hoping sooner.
Okay. Well, I don't think it's 3 to 5 months, but hey, who am I? But if you are supposed to be there for 3 to 5 years, you're going to know it, okay? And maybe 3 years is the time that you'll still wait for. But when you said your spiritual journey, it really looks to me, Kathy, like, do you know what shamanic journeying is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When you asked the question, how does my spiritual journey look, I saw shamanic journeying. I saw you doing meditations. I saw you going into the upper worlds and the lower worlds to have contact with your animal, power animals and your spirit guides. So it feels like that's going to be one of the things that you will be exploring or continuing as just a wonderful habit for yourself and your spiritual journey. Mm. That's what it looks like you're going to do.
Uh-huh.
Or at least one of the things that you'll be doing.
Uh-huh.
And have you also thought about going to the vortexes out in Arizona? Or have you?
No, I haven't. I don't know why I was drawn to New Mexico.
Oh,
where's the vortex in Arizona? Where's that?
Well, you've got one is called Cathedral Rock. One is called – it's in Sedona, Arizona.
Okay.
I was talking about it earlier because I just actually went there 2 days ago. And it's a very mystical area in Arizona because people will go there and they'll have transformations. They'll have spiritual healings, things like that. I mean, it'll alter your energy.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. And what's really funny is I'd gone there so many years ago, and I had this little pamphlet that I don't know about you, but I'm a little – I save certain pamphlets and little papers, and it's been showing up on my table lately. How? I have no idea. But, you know, this is the psychic field, right? And it was up there just probably about several weeks ago because I will shift some papers, and I'll move some papers to another pile and, you know, back and forth. And then when I got to Arizona, I didn't realize it's like, oh, my God, I needed that little booklet because it actually had all the three major vortexes on there. And then I literally had to stop into a little crystal store to ask them where the one vortex was that was closest. So that was fun. But things like that happen. So I would say if you're looking at going to the continuing on with any of your metaphysical or spiritual experiences, do the vortexes, do the psychic spheres, do the prayer groups, things like that. You know, Course in Miracles might be another way to go, or checking on all of the Edgar Cayce readings, all of the Edgar Cayce material. But when I heard you, when you asked me the question, clearly it looked like shamanic, which means like the Native American, the drumming. And when they do the drumming, you actually alter states of consciousness and go onto different astral planes of existence for spirit contact. And it's really quite lovely.
I just took a course in with the quantum field, level one. Level three
is beautiful.
When you really get into it. So, yeah.
Well, there you go. So that'll be one of the things you'll be doing, Kathy.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You bet. You have a great night. Thanks so much for your call.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, check those things out, guys. When you're doing your spiritual growth, let spirit talk to you. You know, spirit will lead you. God will tell you where to go. Your spirit guides and angels are here to help you and assist you. They're not here to tell you what to do. That's up to you, but they will for sure guide you. All right, let's see who is next online. Hello, caller.
Hi, hello. Thank you for taking my phone call.
Yes, who is this and where are you calling from?
My name is Roxana. I'm calling from California.
Thanks for joining the show, Roxana. What's your question, ma'am?
My question, what do you see for me in my love life? I was trying to reconnect with the person I've known before, but I don't know if it will work. And other than that, I don't know. I just want to see what the cards say.
Has there been anybody that has been French around you, possibly?
Yeah, we used to be friends with someone, but for the last several months there was no contact, and even if it was a contact, it was not meaningful.
That's okay. What I truly saw was when you said about my love life, I saw somebody from France, but that, and it's okay that you said it's, you know, not working out right now, because it kind of felt like that might be something that fizzles out for you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then I believe you're supposed to be starting to date somebody that's going to be either in your state and or what are the states right next to you? I think you've got, I don't think it's Oregon. Is Oregon next to you or Washington?
I don't know, but I know that I am not traveling at all. So even if someone is in Oregon, I'm not going to date him.
Well, that doesn't mean that he wouldn't date you, and that doesn't mean he hasn't moved to California from those states. So remember, there's going to be somebody that's supposed to be in a state that's like, or have been in a state that's like right next to California. But if I'm not mistaken, I think there's a couple of states, and I don't have my board in front of me to look at it, but a couple of states that should be touching California. And also, the other part of that, Roxana, is you do want to make sure that they're very spiritual, ma'am, because you're going to need somebody very spiritual to date.
Yeah, that's
not
true.
Not just a regular guy that has no concept of a spirituality.
Yeah.
And look
so
for
that
a better contact.
Sold out, right? With that
Say it
friend.
Again, please.
The friendship with that person, you feel it fizzled out completely, right?
Yeah. I mean, let's put it this way. It doesn't have the same vim and vigor that it should to maintain an intimate personal relationship. The energy just is not there for that. You guys can have a friendship, but that's about all it would turn out to be. And you're looking for something much deeper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so stay positive. I really think October, I get the month of October that there might be some activity with where you're going to bump into somebody, an old friend, or somebody new, but it really feels like October, maybe toward the end of October, somebody should be popping up. And, again, feel comfortable with letting me know. Roxana, thanks for calling in. All right. Oh, my God, this time goes by so fast, you guys. Let's see who is next online. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hi, who is this?
This is Cliff. I'm calling from Michigan.
Hey, Cliff, how are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well, sir. What's your question?
I'm having some challenges with my mortgage company.
Okay.
And I was wondering how you see that turning out.
Okay, you're Cliff, but have you had any interactions with a Vince or a Mitch?
Vince, yeah. I know a Vince.
Okay, good. I'm hearing the names Vince around you, Cliff, and also Mitch.
Okay, I don't know Mitch.
And they both feel okay to me. It looks like the people at the mortgage company seem to be relentless, actually. And it feels like they're difficult to work with. Have you had to call in a lawyer?
No. I actually haven't had any contact with the mortgage company at all for a number of years.
So, okay, well,
yeah.
I'm not sure what this whole thing is, but what I'll say to you is if you need to call in a lawyer, I would definitely call in a lawyer if you need some help. Like if push comes to shove, that would be one of the things that I would encourage you to do. And sometimes it might not be apparent or like it's at that level or whatever. Unless I'm seeing the need for a lawyer for a different situation, but I would definitely keep your eyes open on that. And also I want to say, knock on wood, but I'm kind of getting a sense of police also. And sometimes the police are just watch your speeding, you know, be careful, anything like that. So do be careful of that, Cliff, please. All right. Again, the call line is so full. I do have to move on, and I wish you the very best of luck. All right. Let's see who is next online. I try to get everybody in, so if we ask one question, that's really very important so we can make sure that everybody gets a chance to have a question answered. Hello, caller? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, there you are. Okay, yes. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Marianne. This is Kyra.
Oh, Kyra. How are you, honey?
I'm good. I'm blessed. How are you?
I'm good. I'm blessed, too. Okay, one question, Kyra. What would you like to ask?
Me and my boyfriend, we're trying to have a baby.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes. So I wanted to know, do you see that coming anytime soon?
I do see you getting pregnant, yes.
Oh, okay. So do you know a time frame?
I would keep working at this. And was there any question about you guys being able to get pregnant at all?
Well, I haven't thought about it.
Okay. So when you said you guys are trying to get pregnant, I'm not sure how long it's going to take you, but it looks very positive. It looks very positive. Yeah. So, and again, I'm not quite sure what you're going to go through because at first I heard there's a little bit of possible in vitro that slipped in, and then I kind of pulled back. And then I thought multiple, and then I heard no. Knock on wood, it really should be like a single birth. And, so let me know.
Okay.
All right, honey.
So no time frame, though?
No, I'm not seeing the time frame. It might take a little bit longer than what you're planning. But, again, don't give up on it because it feels like it's going to happen. I mean, when people give up too soon, they kind of cut out the opportunity of these things happening. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Sometimes you just have to stick with it. I can tell you there was a woman that kept asking me for years. I would do house parties for her all the time. And she'd ask me on a regular basis, Joanne, am I going to have children? And the spirits kept saying, yes, two. And I've told this story before. She literally got an infection in her fallopian tubes, and they had to take her fallopian tubes out. Now, what was the likelihood that she was going to get pregnant after that? And yet she still asked me, and I was talking to the spirits. I mean, the story is a lot longer because even when we do the psychic readings, sometimes we get spirit voices caught on tape. You guys know that. It's called EVP, electronic voice phenomenon. And during her readings, we would hear a voice going like this. It sounded like this. You will. You will, but in a whisper.
Yes.
And that was after she asked me, will I get pregnant? And the spirits actually said on tape, you will. I mean, I've got copies of these tapes. I should find them. I'm playing for you guys. But even after she had the fallopian tubes removed, they had frozen some of her eggs. Thank you, Jesus. So what happens? They implant her eggs. She gets twins.
Oh, wow. That is a blessing.
And twin boy. Amen. twin boys, Kyra, came into this woman and her family. Amazing. Amazing.
Wow.
So when I hear don't give up, I mean, if I see that you're going to be barren and that it might be a need to adopt, even that, when people adopt, that is spiritually meant to happen. That soul and your soul knows before you guys are born that this is going to be part of the journey that you will both go through, okay? The, you know, wife, husband,
okay,
and the baby will go through. But to me, when I look at you, it looks like you should still be fertile. You should be able to, you know, plant the garden and, you know, reap the harvest. So
okay,
it looks like you're still going to be able to have a baby. Just hang in there. Keep trying. And don't give up.
Okay. All right.
All right,
thank
honey. Hey,
you.
Let me know what happens, okay?
All righty.
All right, take care, Kyra. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, don't give up, you guys. Don't give up. All right, let's see who we have next online here. Hi, caller. Who is this? Hello? All right, another listener, another loyal listener. All right, let's see who we have next online.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Who is this?
This is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole, and are you calling from Illinois?
Yes.
All right, ma'am, what's your question tonight? Welcome to the show.
My question is about my potential to get a job. So I was wondering, how do you see my finances going? Because I'm currently not working.
Okay, and this is for Nicole. It's on money. Nicole, is there something from the past that you've been kind of hanging on to, that you've been frustrated around employment or anything?
No, not really.
Okay. I don't know why I'm hearing, and maybe this is just something for you to think about then, right? Sometimes we block ourselves around getting jobs and stuff or certain things we want in life. And, of course, sometimes there are reasons why we're not employed, like we're supposed to be staying and helping a family member who's having a hard time or things like that. So to me, when I feel you're not having a job right now, it almost feels like there's some sort of blockage. So this is what I would tell you. I would encourage you to sit there and start doing candle magic. There's a method in which you can take a red tapered candle. This is probably one of my most favorite prayers. Take a red tapered candle, cut the bottom off by about an inch. That's the first step. So you're going to expose the wick from the bottom. And I say this to all of the listeners out there. Please try this process. A lot of people have tried it. They call me back and they let me know their results. Then you take olive oil on your fingertips, and from the center of the candle toward each end, you just kind of wipe that olive oil going to the right and going to the left, going to the top and the bottom. And as you're doing this, you're going to want to ask God to remove any and all negative energy that is getting in your way of getting the job you want or getting a very satisfying, happy job. So that's something you want to do. Then you've got to flip the candle upside down so it's bottoms up. Okay, because now you've got the new wick exposing, being exposed. And then you're going to have to melt some of the candle wax into the candle holder to put that tiny little end in, and then you've got to hold it in there until it solidifies. And then you can light your candle. Now, doing this little candle magic ritual, this releases any and all negative energy that's getting in your way of whatever your intention is. And for you, Nicole, that would be finding a very happy job, okay?
Right.
And this is, we're almost up to the full moon. Now, 2 weeks before the full moon is when you really want to do this candle magic, okay, for the bring cycle. You can also do it after the full moon, and that's the release cycle. But I would go ahead and do that. And people say, well, am I only supposed to do it once, Joanne? Well, I would not do it just once. If somebody wants to become a surgeon, they just don't take one class, right? So
right.
I would say, keep, right? Yeah. So keep doing this prayer, And even for people that have issues around getting a love relationship, you would do the same candle, you know, cut an inch off the bottom, expose the wick, flip it upside down, and then the way you'd phrase it would be, please remove any and all negative energy that's getting in my way of having a happy love life. But this literally moves the energy out of your way to get what you want. And when I did this the first time, I had just been, please remove the negative energy around my life, God. And I hadn't talked with my sister for quite a while. And then I was going through her neighborhood that day, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to stop in. And we had a conversation that completely cleared up any misunderstandings that we'd ever had. And then when I went home, there was a stolen piece of merchandise that had been returned, and it was lying on my couch. And I was just stunned. I was going like, holy mackerel. So, again, the power of prayer, you know, please use it. And, Nicole, that's what I would do. I would look at anything that maybe psychologically you could see could possibly be a block, like, well, I don't want that job, or I don't want this job, or, you know, just know that God is going to bring, you know, the right job to you. And then make sure you're specific, because when we pray, you want to be as specific as possible. Because if you ask for a dog, and all of a sudden a German Shepherd comes to your front door and you really wanted a teacup poodle, that's really letting you know that the more specific you are, the more God can bring to you what, you know, what you're really looking for. And then, of course, you guys know the topic, the book, The Secret, how you want to visualize and start drawing to that which you want to create in your life. So that's what I would do. Good luck, Nicole. Let us know what happens. All right, let's see who we have next online here. Hello, caller.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Who is this and where
hi.
Are you calling from?
This is Sonia. I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Welcome to the show, Sonia. How can we help you?
I wanted to call in because I have a question related to the sale of a rental property.
Okay.
I recently did a big price drop at the beginning of September, and I switched hands with a new realtor. The middle of July, I've had two showings, but no offers yet. So I wanted to see what you're picking up as far as the sale of a property and the time frame.
Is this a bigger piece of property, Sonia?
I mean, it has two units. It's like a big house, but, you know, it has two apartments, an upstairs and a downstairs.
Okay. So what I was kind of getting was I was getting that you might need to psychically clear that property in order for it to sell faster.
Okay.
Do you know how to do that?
Yeah, I've heard about it, yes.
Okay, so you want to take a bowl of cooking sage. And this is, you can get it from the little bottles in your grocery store from McCormick. Or you can get it as a bag of sage, but it's going to be dried leafy sage. You're going to put it in a bowl or a pot that has a handle, and then you light it on fire. And it'll start to burn, and then you want to blow out the flames and allow it to smolder, which means it's going to, you know, create a smoke. Then you want to go from, let's say if you're going to start in the basement, if there's a basement, and you have to go from the basement, every corner in the basement, and then go to the first floor and then the second floor. But at the last floor, you have to have a window open. And when that window is open, that's going to push, it's going to continue to push the negative energy right out that window.
Okay.
Okay. And you really want to do that because when I'm feeling the energy of this property, I mean, I'll give you an example. One woman could not sell her house no matter what she did, and she asked me to come over to clear it. And when I got there, I started clearing her house, but I like to do a walkthrough first to see, you know, are there any dead people there, what's going on? And, of course, her dead husband was there. And so I started communicating with him, and I asked him, well, what's going on? Why are you here? Oh, my God, was he angry. And I asked her, I said, when your husband was alive, did you guys have a difficult marriage? She goes, you bet we did. So these two started having their argument through me. I told her what he was saying, and she said how she felt, and they kept going back and forth. And finally, we got him to realize that, you know, it's okay, he's dead, and he needs to stop being mad at her because he was literally preventing her from selling the house. He just wasn't going to have it because he worked so hard to give it to her, and she didn't appreciate him, and, you know, so it was interesting. But as soon as we got him to, you know, let it go, they kind of had their words, they made up, the house sold within 2 weeks.
Okay.
So it's things like this where even if you can't hear the spirits that might be there, if you can, you know, if you can keep spiritually blessing your house, you can also tell the property, thank you for taking care of me. Thank you for, because properties also have spiritual energy.
Yeah, I've done it. See, the problem with the other thing is that I have tenants there, and, you know, the tenants downstairs are very, very picky.
So they might be keeping the property. They might be wanting to stay on the property.
No, I mean, not really, because our lease is coming up soon. It's going to expire within the next 2 months, and I'm not going to renew it. So,
that's what I would do, honey. That's exactly what I would do. I'd work really hard at smudging it, and if you can't get into the inside, I would definitely do it from the outside, and I would just keep smudging, and ask the spirits to release your house to new owners. That's what I would do. Right now, I told you we're getting ready, Sonia. We're getting ready for the full moon real soon. So I would, in the full moon, I'd be saying, Bring me a buyer. I would do it every month for this next couple of months. Please bring me a buyer. And then on the release cycle, say, I now release my house to the sale of a new owner, to the purchase of a new owner.
Do I have to say that at the house, or can I say it from another place?
From another place. You sit in your kitchen with a picture of your house that you're trying to sell. And like when I was selling my house, I had my picture of my house, and I kept writing sold across it. And I'd say, please bring me a buyer for my home. You know, please bring me a buyer, someone who's going to love my house and take care of my house as much as I did. And then I would talk to my house, and I'd say, thank you so much for taking care of me. I love you. I love your energy. And now I'm going to release you to somebody else that's going to love you as much as I did, and then you can take care of these new people.
Okay.
Because remember, everything
every
is
day?
Energy.
You
I
want
would.
Me to say that every day?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right,
when
let us know what happens.
Selling? But when do you see selling?
I'm not sure how soon it's going to go, but I know you've got to move that energy around that house because I can feel the energy there. It really does feel like something's holding it back. So I would definitely do that.
All right.
Yes, ma'am. Good luck, Sonia. All right. Bye-bye. All right. Let's see who we have next online here. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hi. Who is this?
Taryn.
Hey, Taryn. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great. What's happening, honey? What questions do you have?
Mine's actually about a moving question as well.
Okay, did you hear everything that I told Sonia?
Yeah, I did hear. I totally agree. We kind of been at a standstill as well with trying to move. So I just thought, you know, maybe I would ask you what you've seen for us moving.
Well, haven't you guys had a couple of bids? It almost feels like you're supposed to have, like, two bids. Either you've already dealt with them or you're going to.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Kind of some setbacks.
Okay, that's okay, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it looks like there's supposed to be two bids that you're supposed to have been dealing with, and it also looks like you have I don't know if there's been, like, a crabby man there. A guy that was like had some very heavy expectations, or what the deal is, I'm not sure. Was there a guy that was giving some difficulty here?
No, we we haven't even put a bid on a house. We just, we had some problems. We couldn't even get a loan. So that was our problem.
Oh, okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't somebody giving you a hard time on the house.
No.
Are you currently in a house that needs to be sold?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So do you have to wait until this house sells?
Yes, it would be contingent.
In order to...
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Contingent
yes.
on us, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that part's okay then, right?
Yeah, that part's fine.
Okay. So have you been looking at a bigger house that you're going to need way more money for, and that's where you're having a hard time getting the loan?
It was with credit, having our credit raised in order to get pre-approved for a loan.
Okay. So is there a way of maybe getting a smaller home that's so much more credit, a lesser amount will be approved or no?
No. The home that I own now is small and we're outgrowing it and need the bigger home. That's the problem.
Okay. Well, I kind of want to say this, and I hope you'll keep this in mind. Bigger doesn't always mean more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just remember I said that.
Okay.
I've seen some amazing deals go through. I've seen people find, it could be a foreclosure, but some amazing properties.
My house was,
beautiful. Okay, got it. You got it. You know what I'm talking about. Some people flip these homes. They're like, hey, man, this is sweet. So you can still get bigger. It doesn't have to be as modern, and then you guys can put all the rest of that money into that then.
Right. Do
you
see a time frame of whenever we do get the ball rolling and moving?
It feels like it might be, now again, remember, I could be wrong because I know I've spoken with you in the past, Taryn. What I'm hearing right now, I'm hearing August, which means there could be stuff all the way up to August.
Okay.
Next August.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, so that would be, 10 months?
Mm-hmm.
Right, 11 months? Which is, you don't know what you're going through. Again, you don't know what you're going to go through, but the way it looks to me is even within those 10 months, you'll be able to still put more money aside or do this or do that or, find the right place. But it looks like by next August, that's probably going to be a good time.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Hey, good luck, Taryn. Good talking to you.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
All right, you bet. All right, good night now. Oh, hey, everybody. I can hardly believe it. This has been, the whole hour has flown by. I just want to let people know that when I do the readings, I mean, these are very quick questions, and, I'll tell you what I hear from the spirit world, the coffee, the cards. When I do a private reading for you, you have an opportunity to get a more in-depth reading where I do the coffee, the cards, your energy, talk to the dead, get medical information for you. And if you also want, you can also get a complete recording of this. I can send it to your email, send a CD, and you can reach me at area code 219-940-9292. Again, that number is 219-940-9292. And please, of course, check out my website. That's coffeepsychic.com. I've got all these specials, and you can really get a more in-depth view of all the different things that I do have to share with you. It was great speaking with everyone tonight. Please make sure you call back again. This is Jorianne, the Coffee Psychic, your host, your psychic connection, right here at Blog Talk Radio. Hey, good night, everybody.